Jacob and Rachel. Jacob has had to run away from home because he lied to his father Isaac, and he stole the blessing from his brother Esau because he pretended to be Esau, and he got the blessing from his father. And so Esau wanted to kill him, and so his parents sent him away to Rebekah, that's his mother's relatives. And on the way there, he's had a vision of angels, where God has encouraged him that he will be with him. So Jacob went on his journey and came into the land of the people of the east. And as he looked, he saw a well in a field with three flocks of sheep lying by it. It was the well from which the flocks were watered. There was a great stone rolled upon the entrance to the well. When all the flocks were gathered around it, the shepherds used to roll the stone from the well's mouth, water the sheep, and then put the stone back upon the well's opening. Jacob said to the shepherds, "Brothers, where are you from?"
"We are from Haran," they said.
"Do you know Laban, the son of Nahor?" he asked them.
"Yes, we know him," they said.
Jacob asked, "Is all well with him?" They replied, "All is well with him, and look, over there is Rachel, his daughter, coming with the sheep." While they were talking, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she looked after them. And when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and saw Laban's sheep, he rolled away the stone which covered the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. He told Rachel that he was a relative of her family, and that he was Rebekah's son. And leaving the sheep, Rebekah ran and told her father.
"It would be really heavy, that stone covering the world's mouth."
That's right. And so for just Jacob on his own to move it, to shift it, when it normally took lots of shepherds to do it, shows he was very strong. But I think he got the strength because he was just encouraged in that moment that really God had been with him, and that now he had met a woman who had the same faith as he did, whom he could marry. So Rachel runs and tells her father, and Laban quickly went out to meet Jacob, his sister's son, and hugged him and kissed him and brought him into his house. Yes, Jacob must have been so lonely, must have been so glad to meet his relatives. Jacob told Laban all the things that had happened to him. I wonder if he was really truthful with Laban. He told him, "I lied to my daddy, I deceived my brother." But anyway, he told Laban all the things that had happened to him. And Laban said to him, "Surely you are my bone and flesh." And when Jacob had been with him for a month, Laban said to him, "Because you're my relative, should you work with me for free? What do you want for your wages?" Now Laban had two daughters. The older one was called Leah, and the younger one was Rachel. Leah was plain, but Rachel was very beautiful. Jacob loved Rachel, so he said, "I will work for you 7 years if at the end of that time you give me Rachel, your younger daughter." Laban said, "It is better that I give her to you than to any other man. Stay and work with me." So that was the agreement. Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed to him but a few days because he loved her so much. At the end of the 7 years, Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife, because I have worked for her." So Laban prepared a wedding feast. But in the evening of the feast, when it was dark, Laban brought Leah to Jacob, and he married her, thinking she was Rachel. When Jacob realized the trick that had been played on him, he said to Laban, "What have you done? I served you for Rachel, did I not?" Laban said, "Well, in our land, it isn't right to marry off the younger daughter before the firstborn. You've got to marry the firstborn first. But if you want to serve me another 7 years, I can also give you Rachel." So Jacob took Rachel as his wife, and he served Laban 7 more years, but he loved Rachel more than he did Leah. So you see, Jacob had deceived his father, but He then was deceived, and that's often what happens in life, that if we tell lies to people and if we are dishonest, then we find it somehow happens to us, because God wants us to learn. It's not simply that God wants to punish us in the same way as what we did to other people. He wants us to learn how they felt so that we might grow. Well, Rachel was loved more than Leah. But Rachel didn't have any children, so she was very depressed. But Leah bore Jacob sons. So the Lord then took pity on Rachel and allowed her to have a son, and she called him Joseph. After 20 years with Laban, Jacob's flocks were very many. He had many cattle and men servants, maid servants, camels and donkeys. But he overheard the words of Laban's sons, that's the brothers of his wives, and they said, "Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and from our father he's gotten all his wealth." And Jacob noticed that Laban was not acting towards him as he used to. And then the Lord said to him, "Return to the land of your fathers, to your own land, and I will be with you." So Jacob called Rachel and Leah out into the field where he was looking after the animals, and he said to them, "I see that your father's attitude to me is not like it used to be, but the God of my fathers has been with me, and you know that I have served your father with all my power, yet your father deceived me and cheated me and changed my wages 10 times. But God never once allowed him to actually harm me physically. And the angel of God spoke to me in a dream and said, 'I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed the pillar and where you vowed a vow to me. Now arise, leave this country and return to your own land.' Rachel and Leah said to Jacob, 'Do whatever God has told you to do.'" And that's how a wife should support her husband, to say, "Yes, do what God wants you to do." So Jacob got up and put his sons and his wives upon camels and took all his cattle and all the goods that he'd gotten to return to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. And when the time came for them to leave, Jacob left secretly while Laban was out shearing his sheep. He passed over a river and was aiming towards Mount Gilead. But on the third day, Laban realized that Jacob had fled from him. So he took his brothers with him and chased Jacob for 7 years and overtook him on Mount Gilead. But God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said to him, "Be careful that you do not speak to Jacob either good nor bad." Jacob had pitched his tent on the mountain, and Laban and his brothers had pitched their tents nearby. So Laban came to Jacob and said, "What have you done? Why did you steal away without my knowledge and took away my daughters like they were captives taken in war? Why didn't you tell me so that I could have sent you on your way with a party with tambourines and harps? You didn't even allow me to kiss my grandchildren goodbye. By doing this, you have done very foolishly. It is in my power to harm you. But the God of your father spoke to me last night and told me, 'Take heed not to speak to Jacob, neither good nor bad.' Now, if really you left because you are so longing to go back to your father's family, why then did you steal my family idols?" Jacob didn't know that Rachel had stolen Laban's idols, so he replied, "Search the tents, and whatever you find belonging to you, take it. And if anyone really stole your family idols, let that person die." Because Jacob didn't realize that Rachel had stolen the idols. It just showed Rachel couldn't live without her idols. So she wasn't strong, really, in her faith. Although she was the pretty one, she wasn't the most spiritual one. So Laban searched Jacob's tent and the servants' tents, but he didn't find the images.
Leah was really the most faithful.
Yeah, she was the most faithful, even though she wasn't the prettiest. Now, Rachel had hidden the images in the furniture of her camel and was sitting upon them.
Because goodness and faithfulness don't always come in the same package at once.
Well, maybe what you mean is goodness and beauty don't always come in the same package. So, Jacob searched her tent but didn't find the idols because Rachel was sitting on them. And Rachel said to her father, "May it not displease you that I cannot arise in your presence because I'm unwell today." Then Jacob became angry, and he started to shout at Laban, saying, "What wrong have I done against you? What sin have I committed that you chased me like this? You've searched everything I've got. What did you find that was yours? Set it down here in front of my brothers and your brothers, and let them judge between us. For 20 years I have been with you. Your goats and flocks were in my hand, and I never ate a single ram from your flocks. The heat consumed me during the day, and the cold by night. Sleep departed from my eyes. I served you 14 years for your 2 daughters, and 6 years more for your cattle, and you changed my wages 10 times. Had you not feared the God of my father, the God of Abraham and Isaac, surely you would have sent me away now without anything. God has seen my suffering and the labor of my hands, and he must have rebuked you yesterday evening." Laban replied to Jacob, "These daughters are my daughters, these children are my children, these cattle are my cattle, all that you see is mine. What could I do against my daughters and the children that they've had? So let's make a covenant, and let it be for a witness between you and me." Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said to his men, "Gather stones and make a heap." They did so, and there they ate upon the heap. And then Laban said, "This heap and this pillar is a witness between us. I will not pass over this heap to you, and you shall not pass over this heap to me. May the God of Abraham and the God of Nahor judge between us." Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. Then he offered sacrifice upon the mountain and called his brothers to eat bread, and they ate and spent all night there on the mount. Early in the morning, Laban got up and kissed his sons and daughters and blessed them. He departed and returned to his land.